You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different campus community stations throughout Canada.
Dave, you're a little out of breath from all that dancing you were doing.
No, I wasn't dancing.
You were kind of flailing around.
No, that was last
week.
You're right,
I wouldn't call it dancing, but...
That was last week.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But anyways, we ended off with a really kind of rare, although I think you said recently this was re-uploaded online, the Fifth Column?
Yeah, Fifth Column. In fact, we have a handy-dandy internet in front of us. I'll take a gander, but yeah, Fifth Column... fantastic group that had long been out of print and might still be, but at this point you can still go through some used record collections and hopefully end up finding some good stuff from the group, including this record, arguably their best. It's called To Sir With Hate and it's from 1986. We heard the track Right Hook. Double checking, I don't know if actually Fifth Column ever released their music digitally. I don't know if it was ever digitized. So
it might be on one of the streaming sites, maybe.
Well, I'm not getting that invested into it. Either way, a great band that kind of combined a lot of feminist and Marxist politics with some really great catchy post-punk and a DIY attitude that just heralded one of the best records coming out of Canada that year.
Yeah, what an amazing band Fifth Column were. And I believe they are working on some type of reissue, but it hasn't been put out yet. Prior to that, we heard another really kind of obscure artist, First Man Over. Maybe you can talk a bit about what we heard here.
Not a lot of information about this group. There's some tangible connections to Pointed Sticks, but basically the group formed, released a few cassettes, and then departed ways and did not record anything else. Actually, what we heard was only ever released on cassette and has not been officially digitized, only by hardcore fans. We heard from First Man Over from their self-titled cassette EP, Umbrella Man.
Before that, we heard this, I guess, I don't know if they're obscure, but they're definitely one of the classic early UK punk bands, Swell Maps.
Swell Maps are great because not only do they have that scuzzy old school punk sound, but they have incredible songwriting. And as the band progressed and went on, definitely their albums took on more of a post-punk experimental bent, but the songwriting was always solid. This sort of lacerating view of British politics and identity politics specifically, but also just talking about all these different social ills and how it was impacting people, really focusing on the subjects that a lot of people would kindly turn a blind eye to and not want to discuss. They were a powerful group, and they have a very, very minute discography. Really only two albums and this compilation to their name, but all three are well worth checking out. From the compilation record I hold in my hands right now, titled International Rescue, we heard one of their best tracks, Forest Fire, again by the group Swell Maps, that was originally released as a single in 1981 and then reissued for this compilation in 1999.
Part of that, we heard a band called the Sturm Group, S-T-U-R-M, and we heard a track called Caught in the Door. And that comes from a release that was put out also in the 80s.
Yeah, in 83 from the album Adventures in Skin Trade. And we started things off hearing from Shonen Knife from their record Pretty Little Baka Guy. There's quite a few records to the band's name. And recently, Oglio Records, not a really well-known label, within the last few years, they've reissued a lot of their material on vinyl, especially their early, very scuzzy Ramones indebted material, which I'm so glad to see re-enter stores and into people's record collections. Rightfully so, a very underrated group that did not get their due back in the day. From Shonen Knife, we heard Making Plans for Bison or Bear Up Bison.
All right, and that's how we started off the set. Coming up next, we're going to hear a mini set of songs in tribute to Canadian musician Richard LaViolette, who passed recently, and he had a lot of albums out on You've Changed Records and a lot of other independent releases as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of was part of the Guelph music scene in the early 2000s, and his one album, there's a really great story that Stephen Lamke tells. If you go on any of the You've Changed Records social media pages, there's a little bit of a lengthy story when he passed about how they kind of met. And Richard gave him a copy of one of their albums that is viewed as one of their best, one of his best, which is called less like a rock, a little more like a home. And it was just like a CDR, and then they wound up putting it out. But I think originally it was released independently in 2009, and then You've Changed put it out in 2010. So we're going to hear a couple tracks, starting off with something from his most recent, which was back in 2017, Taking the Long Way Home. We're going to hear that track. And these songs kind of, I would say maybe they're folky, but they're also a little bit country, indie. It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what they are, but we're just going to play them, and hopefully you enjoy what you hear. And you can hear just some of the great songwriting of Richard LaViolette. And you know what? I'm not sure if we ever played Richard's music on the show prior to this. We did do a You've Changed Records show, and I think we were intending to play a song, but we may have cut it due to time constraints. But I'm not sure. I'd have to look through the old playlists.
Well, we might do that during this set, but here we go. This tribute, Richard LaViolette, here is Taking the Long Way Home.
Thank you. you're the only one in town who's had it all. You're just some ordinary fellow from Bruce County. In response to your critics, this was your reply. Yes, indeed, I do, I hope everybody burns. Maybe I've got issues with myself that I should settle. That these folks were given when they were my age. My lack of confidence is balanced by my ego. But that's because you only listen when I'm in revolt. Yes, indeedy, I do, I hope everybody burns. Yes, indeedy, I do, I hope everybody burns.
Thank you. Stare it in the eye and put away the storm.
Music there from Richard LaViolette in tribute, recently passed musician. A very big part of the Guelph music scene, starting in the early 2000s, early to mid-2000s. And we heard three tracks there, ending off with a song from All Your Raw Materials. We heard Break Down These Blues. Prior to that, we heard music from Ordinary Fellow, which is kind of the... Well, we heard the song Ordinary Fellow from the album Less Like a Rock, A Little More Like a Home, which is the album that kind of got him his notice and got him a little more recognized as a musician. It was put out later by Youth Change Records in 2010, and several other releases have followed since. And then we started off with music from his most recent release, Taking the Long Way Home. We heard the title track from this 2017 album. All are available on Youth Change Records, and if you visit his Bandcamp page, there's lots of other music he's released, such as this other album I have in my hand here, Soundtrack to the Life of a Car Nearly Driving into the Pacific. It's an EP, and it's actually also very quite good. To be honest, all his stuff is great, and just a really interesting musician that unfortunately is no longer with us, and we just wanted to highlight some of this great Canadian's music.
Yeah, so with that said, coming up, we're going to be highlighting a few acts that are performing tonight. So 9 o'clock sharp, after you're done listening to Revolution Rock, you might want to head over to Fog Lounge to check out some of these acts, starting off with Harry Bemis and the Books.
It's actually Henry.
Sorry. What did I say?
I typed it wrong.
Oh, it's Harry. Well, he's not a Harry Bemis. He's a Henry Bemis.
Yes, and it's actually, I believe, named after the character from The Twilight Zone. That was played by Meredith Burgess.
Yes.
And the album's name is Time Enough at Last, which...
Which also references that same episode, of course, the infamous one, which, you know, this nuclear holocaust happens and he's all alone. He never has time to read throughout, like, having this, like, shrewish wife and, like, this horrible boss. And then finally the world ends. He has nothing but time to read books, and then he breaks his glasses. Oh, no.
You gave away the ending.
I gave away the ending of a show that is 70 years old. I think I can rest tonight. With that said...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for a 70-year-old episode of a TV show. Also, with that said, we're also going to be hearing some music from Tim Swadling, who will also be performing at the same concert. So definitely check that out. And we're also going to be playing a few other acts in this set as well, including... another performance taking place tonight at Meteor Lounge, where there's going to be a new album release show for the brand new release from Tea Leaves.
Yeah, the album is titled Whistling Past the Graveyard, and I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it's a Tom Waits reference. We're going to hear a track from this new album, and we're also going to hear a track from Alex Stoykoski, who is a musician that put out a solo album earlier this year and also plays in the Ford City Ramblers, who are also playing that show tonight at Meteor. So this next set is a bunch of bands that are playing tonight if you're in the Windsor, Detroit area, starting off with this Detroit band.
Now, just before we get to that, we do want to remind you to check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com. There we have information about the bands we play, the music we love, and Dave updates it occasionally with a new playlist. So it's a place to check us out. And also, you can check out the station which hosts and broadcasts our show, which is CJAM here in Windsor, Ontario. You can go to cjam.ca for more information on the station.
Yes, and I just want to mention that this is, I believe, the first time that this band is being played on the radio in this region, or maybe even at all. As mentioned, Henry Bemis and the Books, they have a new forthcoming album called Time Enough at Last, and this is the debut track, Let's Go Shopping, on Revolution Rock.
Down the tracks, stars refuse to shine, and if I keep on walking, gonna lose my mind. She tells you one thing, don't believe what she say. She's a tricky mother for ya, she ain't never giving it away. What have I done?
lost somewhere. I'm trying to hold on to my youth, and I keep looking for it in a highball mix of Campari and vermouth. I feel like getting out, find a blade to cut the fence, look deep in my eyes. If you ain't convinced,